Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. In the early 80s, Tina Turner asked the question, what does love have to do with it? Well, according to Jesus, everything. Even if it means going against what other people think is right. Or should I say righteous. In our first, our reading from Hebrew, the writer tells us about this unshakable kingdom, the kingdom of God being unshakable. And the reason that the kingdom of God is unshakable, and it is built on this foundation of love, this love that God has for all of us. Though earthly kingdoms come and go, things in our own lives change, ideologies and some theologies that were one time held firm, held firmly to, have been shaken and thrown away. The kingdom of God cannot be budged because, as I said already, it was built and is built and continues to be built on this foundation of love. Now, as we all know, that sometimes, well, at least I think after you get a little bit of maturity, you start realizing that love isn't a popularity contest. Especially, ask anyone who works with children. Many times where we have done things out of love has sometimes gone against the grain. And sometimes has created, anger, resentments. But still, if we hold on, if we truly are working out of love, things change for the good. In our gospel, we hear about Jesus preaching on the Sabbath. Now, most of us already know, but just understand that the Jewish Sabbath starts at sunset on Friday and ends sunset on Saturday. And during that time, there is many restrictions on what a person may or may not do. And most work is not allowed. So today, when we have this woman who has been crippled for the last 18 years, has not been able to stand up straight, has probably been in a lot of pain, comes to the synagogue, it doesn't tell us that she came there to be healed. It doesn't really talk about her coming there just even to listen to Jesus. She shows up, and out of compassion and love, Jesus heals this woman of this infirmity that has been plaguing her for almost two decades. Instead of allowing this woman to go through one more day bent over in pain, Jesus takes away her pain and what is crippling her. He dispels whatever demon. He makes her whole. Now, we're told the head of the synagogue, who's witnessing this great miracle, is ignores the fact that he has just seen something divine happen. Because he is caught up in this idea of rules, of what can and cannot be done. So here it is. A miracle happens before him. A woman's life has been changed. She is made whole. And he's crying out because of a technicality. And we have Jesus looking at him and referring to him as a hypocrite, because there are certain things that, yes, the Sabbath belongs to God, and yes, there's a time of rest, and there are many things you should not be doing. But the idea of not healing this woman is just, appalls Jesus. As he points out that the law allows people to untether their animals, to release their animals so that they can water on the Sabbath day. In other words, removed from their bonds so that they may get what they need. So how is it, if we can release the beast of burden, why can we not release a child of God from what is giving her pain on the Sabbath? It seems like there's no better day to do so. And apparently the woman thought so too, because as we hear, she started singing in praise. And we're told that once he speaks about this, the people of the synagogue, the leaders, are put to shame. They're embarrassed. Which shows that they must have a conscience somewhere, because they realized how foolish they were, how ridiculous it was to keep this person in pain. Jesus showed them that love trumped everything else. This love of God, which wants the best from us, and who wants to give us the best, is the most important thing in our lives. Now, sometimes, as I said earlier, what we do out of love isn't always popular, and sometimes to the person receiving our love, it may seem anything but love, especially if it gets in our way of doing what we want. Or if that love messes with our perception about the way things should be. But as Jesus says in other scriptures, he's making all things new. This is a kingdom where love prevails. Now, as we go out into our lives today, leaving the church, we're called to continue to build up the kingdom of God, to work towards it, building on this strong, unshakable foundation of God's love. We are called to find new ways to express what it is that God has given us so freely in that love. To do so with our actions more than with our words. Because in one act, Jesus shows us more than almost all of his words put together. We need to start looking for love. Now, I will be, I've talked about this in the past, and I think we are seeming to be in these kind of chaotic times where if you turn on the news, it seems like anything but love is happening. People speaking out in anger against each other, violent acts, people proclaiming that their desires trumps other people's needs. And as I said, if you look at the news, it looks like the darkness is overcoming us. But the thing is the one thing we all should realize about the news anymore, it's not really the news. It's about selling you something. They want, that idea of giving people what they think they want. But if we look past the surface, if we really look around us, yes, there is a lot of violence going on. Yes, there's a lot of anger and frustration. But I see a lot of love happening at the same time. You know, acts such as today where but you are going to go down the road and to feed our sisters and brothers who have served our country in service. Little gestures such as allowing a person to go before you in line. There's a lot of love out there that just gets ignored because it doesn't sell. The blankets or the prayer shawls we make here and give out to those in need. The meals that get served on Wednesday evening out of Mastic Beach. There's a laundry program out east, one of the church's sponsors, that helps people who are in need. You know, they kind of provide, they provide kind of a laundromat for people, especially those who are on the street or suffering some other ways. Yesterday, members of our congregation gathered with our diocesan youth person to discuss creating a youth program, not only to serve our young people, but to serve all the young people who feel a desire to be a part of it. See, these are a lot of these acts of love that will probably never hit the evening news. Because, again, they're not sensational. They don't, they don't draw in viewers. There's no scandal behind them. So there's a lot of love. And so what we need to do as God's people is to look for it, to show it, to say to others, here it is. To allow other people to know that nothing's going to shake us. Nothing's going to stop us. They can try, but we're going to continue to love them. Going back to our gospel, we are told that after the people in the synagogue looked at themselves and felt shame at their words and their action, people rejoiced in the word of God, that they rejoiced listening to Jesus. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to take a good hard look at ourselves to see where we are. Are we living out of love? Are we living out of our own selfishness? Are we doing what we think is, are we doing the right thing? Are we being righteous, as in the self-righteous way? Are we building upon God's kingdom, on this unshakable foundation of love? Or are we trying to build up our own little sandcastle somewhere? As we see again today, the people heard Jesus. They looked at themselves and saw where they were wrong. And then they rejoiced in the word of God. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to rejoice in that word of God, to continue to build this lovely kingdom upon that foundation of love, and to carry that message, that good news, out in the world, not adding to the cacophony of sound, but by showing love through your very actions. It is in people seeing us doing what is truly right in God that they begin to understand that they too slowly are converted, that they begin their own rejoicing and sharing in the love of the kingdom.